finding morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, moderator, machine gun guy, whatever you'd like to refer to me as. Been doing this for a long, long time. It's a Monday, folks. Don't we just love Mondays? It's the 27th day of February, 2006. And a couple of announcements here. And this is a good one. Webster Tarpley will be joining this network on Saturdays, and you know he's been all over the place. I've had him on this broadcast. He's been all over the mainstream media. Charlie, he even did Charlie Rose, my dead-eyed friend that does his little beat-up roundtable. Have you ever watched the Charlie Rose program? Dark studio, sitting around a table, looks like they got it at a garage sale. Not much budget on that show, but he sure does interview the globalist. Webster's been on CNN Crossfire. I mean, he's been all over the place. His books, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, George Bush, the Unauthorized Biography. And he's been around. This is his first crack at doing programming. And we will have him on Saturdays as soon as I bring up the schedule here. Thank God for high-speed internet. Let me see here. Okay, here we go. He'll be on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. And he'll also occupy the shortwave bandwidth at 11915. You're going to want to make a program note of that. Because Webster is a very interesting fellow. I can't wait to see how he handles a radio program. Folks, we've broken a lot of people into this network that have never done radio before. Well, they've been guests. But it's one thing to get on somebody's program and talk, which I hate to do. You know, it sounds funny. I've been a talk show host for a number of years. But I get real skittish being interviewed by somebody. Whereas... These folks, I mean, Webster Tarpley, Greg Szymanski, Michael Collins Piper, these people never did a radio program before, and listen to what they're doing. I'm impressed with Greg Szymanski. I had no idea that this guy was going to be as smooth as he was on air. I just didn't have any idea. And he's got a mixed, it's not always beat you over the head, New World Order stuff. He does human interest stories from our perspective of, you know, the victims out there, folks, and how they're victimized. Does great programming. I'm very impressed with it. And Michael Collins Piper, he's never done programming before. He occupies the old Jack McLam spot. Jack McLam moved back to Saturdays. This guy's got more of a schedule than he can handle, but he's on this network from 12 until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. And again, that's Central Time at 11915. And when I get back, I'll tell you about somebody else we just added to the lineup at Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, we're not done. We have the money. We put up more satellites. We give you more programming. We give you more choices out there. That's what this is about. It's about the information, the points of interview. I mean, I'm stumbling over myself trying to get this all out. Let me just come back and tell you about it after the break.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Let me slow down here and take a breath. As I was saying before we were rudely interrupted by that, who was that convicted felon of Watergate, coined a phrase, crass commercialism? Who was that guy? I'll think of his name here in a second. But at any rate, coming up also on the network is Deanne Burley. Now, if you've never heard of Deanne Burley, I'll bring her on the show and introduce her. She's due to start, I do believe, on this network this Saturday. Peering into darkness with the Gilberts, they called me, much to my chagrin, because I thought they did a good show. They're taking a short hiatus, and they're writing books, and they're trying to scramble and get things done, and they said, quite frankly, I said, wait a minute, 2 hours out of the week? They said, you would have no idea. So the Gilberts will be going on a temporary hiatus as soon as they get their scheduling done, everything out of their way. They should be rejoining us on a network. And as I said, folks, we're having more and more people contact us. I mean, I'm rejecting more than I'm taking into serious consideration. Let me just say that. But having said that, that 10 to midnight spot on Saturdays, and again, these are all central times, Deanne Burley will be taking that spot for 2 hours, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, Saturdays on this network. So it's going to be a very, very interesting thing. By the way, Webster Tarpley, and again, let me remind you, from 3 to 5 p.m., and that is Central Time on Saturdays on 11915. That's a shortwave frequency. And Danny, my webmaster, emailed Kurt Nimmo to be on the broadcast. He responded to Danny by saying, thank you for writing. I'd love to do more radio, but at this point, the timeline conflicts with the obligation of my job. He said, I may be available next month when things lighten up. I'm honored to be asked to appear on John Statmiller's program. I download and listen to it nearly every night as I find it one of the better programs out there. Well, Kurt, I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that. I just never know who's listening and for what reasons. I just discovered the other day that Ed Asner, that's right, the actor, that is, if you're out there listening today, Ed, sorry, champ, you have been left-leaning and left-of-center for many, many years, but I think this is testament as to how bad things are getting in this country. There's no debate anymore. Everybody feels that they're under the gun. So, I mean, even Ed Asner listens to this network. I had on Friday's program Dr. Bill Veith, Dr. William Veith, and we were talking about money. One of the subjects that he covered extensively was the Bretton Woods Agreement, the conference, talking about how Nixon did the gold thing, all this. I don't know where my wife got this, but she handed me this magazine. It's the March 2006 edition of SFO. And if you're not one of those high rollers out there, or you're not into magazine distributions, or your doctor is not, and you haven't seen it on his table, chances are a lot of people out there have not seen SFO, which means Stocks, Futures, and Options magazine. Well, one of their main stories in this magazine, and I guess all the brokers out there, all the money people read this, in their magazine, they have a big story, Can the Present Dollar System Survive? By a guy by the name of John Hummel. And I want to read a good portion of this article to you because, geez, folks, 10 years ago, keep this in mind. You know, I hate being vindicated, you know, like this by saying, we told you so. But see, 10 years ago, we were right-wing extremists, militia, anti-government, you know, all of these things. And everything that we have been talking about for almost on every subject is now starting to creep in mainstream media, one way or the other. Why? Because it's that 500-pound elephant sitting on your lap, drinking your beer, eating your popcorn while you're watching your favorite teleprogram. Hummel says Americans take many things for granted. High on that long list would be the stability of the universal acceptance of their currency, the dollar. To most, its continued existence is on par with the arrival of daylight each morning. It always has been and always will be. Well, but hang on. Few appreciate what an anachronism the concept of continuing stable and universally accepted currency is in the history of the world. Few also appreciate the special role that the dollar plays as the world's reserve asset in financial markets around the world. In a sense, the U.S. operates under a special set of conventions. Yeah, I guess you could put it that way, unavailable to other countries and their currencies. There are growing reasons to question the continuation of the dollar's special role in the world's monetary transactions. A change in this role could have profound consequences for investors. And he goes into a little history here, and this is exactly, and Bill Veith does not read Stocks, Futures, and Options magazines, okay? But the brief history, the inset that they do to this, this is what Hummel writes. And this is exactly what Dr. Veith was talking about last Friday. From mid-1944, following the Bretton Woods Conference through August of 1971, the world functioned on a gold exchange standard in which foreign governments, but not private citizens, could convert the dollar into 1/35th of a gold ounce. During that 27-year period, other nations maintained fixed exchange rates to the dollar, periodically adjusting these exchange rates when misalignments occurred. In August of 1971, President Nixon ended the gold convertibility clause due to the unsustainable pressure by foreign governments, by the way, it was led by France, to convert excess dollars into gold. Now, after the gold convertibility clause ended, most nations allowed their currencies to float in value against the dollar. And here again, you know, Bill Veith talked about this. You know, this idea of floating dollars, floating currencies, that one day it's worth this, the next day it's worth that. Well, we used to be on a fixed standard. Remember the callers that called in to try to guess what the dollar was? Okay. So they're now saying, well, a dollar is this or a dollar is that. That is like in the world. You want to throw engineers into fits? Tell them that their foot is now 10.5 inches. Or tell a manufacturer that deals in liquids that a quart now is a pint or a half a pint. But hold on, that may change tomorrow, that may change next week. That's their idea of floating values on currencies. Now, in addition, the price of gold was now set by free market transactions, and in December of 1974, U.S. citizens were once again allowed, mind you, allowed to own gold. Now, at the time of the Bretton Woods Conference, an Allied victory in World War II was considered only a matter of time. Therefore, economic planners, now this is where the globalists come in, because remember the timeline. Shortly after World War II, what did we have? Oh, that's right. The birth of world government. United Nations. So keep that in mind as I read this. As he said, at the time of the Bretton Woods Conference, an Allied victory in World War II was considered only a matter of time. Therefore, economic planners sought to establish a monetary system that would allow for a transition to a growing peacetime world economy. The United States was the dominant economic and financial power in the world, and also one of the few countries unscathed from the destruction of war. The U.S. owned approximately 75% of world's official gold holdings, had a positive balance of trade, and a positive net investment balance with the rest of the world. Gee, can I get in Sherman's Wayback Machine and go back to 1945? Hold up my hand and say no to the United Nations, no to world government, and let's keep that gold standard. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Would we be in a different position now? Totally different. The conference outcome was to build a monetary system with the dollar at its center. And that's exactly what they did. The dollar became world reserves currencies. Now, again, that floating currency backed by what? Printed by the international banksters, or the gangsters, however you want to put it, the consortium of stick-up men. Yeah, that's, and most people don't know that fact. You know, I say it as if, you know, just it's a thought, or it's a passing thought. That is true, but 90% of Americans don't even understand what they're holding in their pocket. It's not worth much. They don't know the reason why. They think it's a United States dollar. It's backed by somebody that says it is, but they've got no idea of the mechanism. They don't know who's running it, and they don't know the criminal cabal that has set it up. And these were the fine folks, ladies and gentlemen, without a shred of doubt. These were the people also in the global planning process. Notice, after 1945, they were setting up for that world economy. Oh, there's only one world, folks, and we have economies all over the planet. But the difference was, prior to 1945, there was hardly ever mention of any world this, world that, world anything. The only indication that anybody had that there was something going on is when we had these world wars. Also, guess who started them? And that's right, who reaps the profits off of both sides, funding both sides? Good guys, bad guys, it doesn't matter. The international gangsters were funding both sides of those wars. World War One, and of course, World War One Part Two. Ah, but see, folks, after the First World War, they tried to sell the League of Nations, which is the forerunner, the precursor to the United Nations, and evidently a stupid humans on planet Earth didn't get the message of the death and destruction and the cost and monetary values So we'll just have to do it again for you to demonstrate that you need a world government, because you people aren't capable of running your own affairs. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Just during the break, I spoke to Dr. Vithir, and I told him, ironically, what we were talking about on Friday's program, and he doesn't read SFO, I said, was exactly, in this article, exactly what you were talking about. Let me conclude with his little inset here in the story, a little history. In the 61 years since the Bretton Woods, the world has changed dramatically. Most significantly, the U.S. has gone from being the world's largest net creditor to the world's largest net debtor. All of the core reasons for originally building a world monetary structure around the dollar are non-existent today. If the equivalent of another Bretton Woods were called today, the outcome would most likely not be the current dollar standard, but the monetary structure built from scratch today would most likely not result in the present dollar system. The question arises, can the present system survive? Well, I think that was, how do they call it, a rhetorical question. It doesn't really require your answer. It's not sustainable, folks. He goes on to say, if it cannot survive long term, how soon might it fall? What form will failure take? And what are the consequences of an international monetary breakdown? Now, this is going out in major financial magazines, which the ordinary person out on the street does not read. Okay. And what I had just told you, you'll never hear on these Wall Street boys, talking heads, the front dummies. Oh, that's right. for Wall Street. Now, he goes into this, and I'm reading the entire body of this article, and I'll tell you why I do that. So you understand this author, you can see his discrepancies. I just don't highlight and pick out the points that I agree with. I give you the whole shot so you understand where these people are coming from. But certain phraseology, certain sentences, and most importantly between the lines here, for people that are in the financial industry, let's call it, because it is something just manufactured outright, to these people, this makes sense. To the average Joe, you're not supposed to get this. He goes on to say, Richard Fortley, the senior paleontologist at the Natural History Museum in London, writing about natural disasters in December 26 of 2005, article in the New York Times, he said this, human beings are never prepared for natural disasters. There's a kind of optimism built in our species that seems to prefer to live in the comfortable present rather than confront the possibility of destruction. It may happen, we seem to believe, but not now, and not to us. There is nothing new in this attitude. For the past 34 years, since August of 1971, the world economy has operated on what is known as the dollar exchange standard. Under this system, most of the world's trade has been settled in dollar terms. Furthermore, countries with positive trade balances have historically accepted dollars as the primary means of holding their exchange reserves. Since 1971, the dollar standard has been a total fiat money system. Let me, folks, it was since 1913 as far as the Federal Reserve and the United States dollars are, but let me read his line again. Since 1971, the dollar standard has been a totally fiat money system. In other words, the dollar is not convertible into anything. It is simply backed by the expectation that the United States will maintain the dollar's integrity. Sure. Mm-hmm. I am looking at, say, a den of heroin addicts. And you plop a kilo of heroin right in a room, and you tell them not to touch it. Now, they're already hooked on it, and you know doggone right well that that heroin supply is going to dry up mighty fast. And it will. They're junkies. And, folks, this is what I equate to the politicians in Washington, D.C. with their open-ended checkbooks. The fiat dollar, as we know it today, does not, the world didn't have to go off of this. Why did it go off of it? Well, because we took a money system and we accelerated it to its eventual end, meaning it's going to be worth zero. It's only worth 3.5-4 cents right now on each dollar, and that's close enough to zero for people to start bailing out on the dollar. Codependency said there's a scene from Woody Allen's movie, Annie Hall, in which, and I don't like these sidetracks, but again, I'll give him his due and I'll read his entire story to you. The movie Annie Hall, in which Allen tells the psychiatrist that his brother thinks he's a chicken. The psychiatrist asks if the family has gotten help for his brother. Allen replies that they haven't because the family needs the eggs. In certain cases, this describes the current international monetary system. The United States is living beyond its means, and the rest of the world keeps financing its profligacy, if that is a word, because they want the export business. Now, the present currency system consists of certain currencies that float freely against the dollar. He says the euro, so on. Others that have a dirty float due to frequent government interventions, ergo the yen, and other currencies that have fixed or close to fixed exchange rates to the dollar, kind of like the Chinese yuan, or yuan, however you want to say that. By fixing the currency rate against the dollar, the Chinese have maintained their currency at an undervalued level, which allows them to export more successfully to the United States. Now, under this system, the U.S. has been running progressively larger current account deficits, now running in excess of 6% of GDP. Now, hold on here a second, because here I go with this problem that I'm having with politicians, and I don't really consider Ron Paul to be really a politician, more of a statesman, but they keep repeating this, that we're $8 trillion in the hole. Folks, we're not $8 trillion in the hole. If we were only $8 trillion in the hole, people around the planet wouldn't be dumping their dollar right now. I'll explain more when we get back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
During the break, a little side note here. I was talking to my webmaster, Danny Romero, and he said that Poker Face, the band, has been banned from playing at colleges. Now, I wonder why that is. Oh, singing songs about that dastardly New World Order? Well, we just can't have our children. Well, most of them are adults in the colleges around this country, thinking for themselves. But at any rate, back to this story. He'll give me more information on that, by the way. Talking about the United States is living beyond its means, and the rest of the world keeps financing because they want the export business. Now, folks, understand this. We're running in excess of 6% of GDP, larger current account deficits. They keep referring back to this $8 trillion. And the government, the United States government, is not a small corporation. It takes in to the tune of about $1 trillion a year. So if they sent everybody home on hiatus, sent the Congress critters, both on the Senate and the congressional side, sent them home, pared down drastically on the automatic funding that they have given the green light to certain programs year after year after year. In other words, if the government didn't spend penny one for the next 8 years, then they could pay down the deficit. Why? Because they take in over $1 trillion a year. But you see, that's just not possible to do that. Having no Congress or Senate for a year? Oh, my goodness, we'd be attacked by El Cieta. Well, no, you wouldn't. Just call up the boys down in Langley. Tell them to lay off for a while. We've got important financial matters to take care of. But see, that wouldn't work because that is a lie. It is not $8 trillion. $51 trillion plus. Most learned, scholarly economic types that don't have an axe to grind are not fronting for somebody else will tell you we are $70 trillion in the hole. Could this country last with the Congress critters being out for 70 years? Well, they were almost invisible before the government grew itself to the point where, well, we're just so interdependent on the United States government now. So much so that they need more of your tax dollars year after year to pay for things, but they keep spending more than they take in year after year after year. How do you think these account deficits happened? Was it because of inflation? Because of the dollar dropping? No, well, they helped it drop. Folks, let me tell you something. If the rest of the world right now said, well, the United States, is their dollar currency is still pretty strong. We're looking at their financial projections here. We're taking a look at their deficits. And, well, it's only $8 trillion. They wouldn't be nervous at all because they know the United States government takes in over $1 trillion a year in tax revenue and things of that nature. But what they have been doing is selling the debt. They've been writing these checks year after year after year. I wonder what number they're up on each individual check now, but they've been spending money like it's going out of style. Well, they help put it out of style. And this fiat currency system we have right now could be viable into the foreseeable future. Still, there's an inherent flaw in these fiat money systems. Eventually, they reach exactly what they're worth, and that again being zero, but they've accelerated the process. Concurrently, the rest of the world has been running progressively larger current account surpluses. In the process, they continue to build up larger holdings of dollar-denominated investments, primarily U.S. government debt securities, but also private sector debt and equity investments. So as long as investors in foreign central banks perceive that the dollar will maintain a reasonable semblance of worth, most world constituencies enjoy the arrangement. Foreign exporters appreciate the growing sales, foreign workers experience improved economic conditions, and foreign governments accommodate the process as they build larger foreign exchange reserves. Likewise, within the U.S., consumers benefit from the lower prices of imported goods. You know, this is what I talked about before. Wally World, Walmart. Most of the goods that they bring in are made in China, with a percentage of Malaysia, maybe Taiwan, India, wherever they can pick up a good buy using slave labor goods, manufactured goods. Hey, no problem. Buy low, sell high. But it still looks like a deal because they're not encumbered by those worrisome unions and people demand that they have a living wage. See, as long as we can shop in third world countries or other economies, well, we have large labor pools. Well, guess what? Well, don't worry, folks. They've already taken care of the labor pool here in the United States. See, we've become a service industry. More and more of this has been farmed out, the electronics industry, computers, whatever else, farmed out to Pakistan, India, China, you name it. Now, we'd still need a few of these old-fashioned overpaid Americans working, but I think eventually we can shift and educate these people to take over these cumbersome, high-dollar demanding Americans. They're a pain in the neck. What are you talking about, a standard of living? Well, that's exactly where we're at right now. But they already have their labor pool here, folks. Yes, 40 million of them plus. We got the illegals up to our eyeballs. And by the way, on that subject, it looks like they are going to allow them to stay. Now, isn't that a crime? and I do mean it is a crime. It is a crime when these people commit the felony, breaking into this country illegally, and further, it's a crime by the United States government not doing anything about it. But don't worry, because people are going to need a cheap pool of labor here in the United States in the near future. Yeah, I could be making $12, $15, $20 an hour. We're going to be paying somebody $5, $6, $7, $8 an hour, and don't worry, they'll be glad to get it. Now, they go on to say here, likewise, within the U.S. consumers benefit from the lower prices of imported goods, and I talked about that specifically, Wally World shoppers out there, yeah, keep buying those foreign-made goods. It used to be made in the United States. Yeah, but what do you care? You have your needs to be met every day, every week, every month, every year. So you need a break because you're financially being squeezed. And you can justify going down to Wally World buying their cheap imports because you have to. You gotta. And I told people, I said, that will be short-lived. Enjoy the sales today. Because what you're doing is you're purchasing and mortgaging your future by buying these goods. And a lot of people caught on to that. And I must say, but they came up with things like, well, we should boycott Walmart. Walmart in this country almost has more power than George Bush, okay? A multi-billion dollar company. And this is the blueprint for the future. So Wally World is not going anywhere. The supercenters that they're building, these box stores, as they're sometimes called, are not going anywhere. They have been running out their competition. Anybody in this country that was told from when they were knee-high to a grasshopper that if you work hard, you can start your own business, stay honest, be good. Hey, guess what? You'll have something to pass on to your future generations. Well, not anymore, because the corporations came in and they busted that up into a million smithereens. Think you can compete against Wally World? Well, as long as you like living in a grass hut someplace on somebody else's property, I suppose you could. Likewise, within the U.S., consumers benefit from, as I said, those lower prices of imported goods, and investors and borrowers benefit from the lower interest rates that result from foreign investments. In summary, there are multiple constituencies both within the United States and in foreign countries who benefit from the current system. Given the broad nature of the constituencies who benefit, there is a tendency to downplay the risk or to hope for benign outcomes for any future adjustments, and that is in parentheses. Now, it goes on to say, talk about weak links. There are, however, factors that may work towards a system breakdown. For one, as many with any borrower and lender arrangement, there is probably a limited beyond which the U.S. will find it difficult to borrow internationally. Well, folks, and again, they're not really borrowing internationally here. They're selling off our debt. They've been writing these checks in Washington, D.C. for so many years and selling those treasury securities off. It's a big fat IOU, and plus you get the juice, that's right, the interest on it. Well, we've been making interest payments on this debt that we've sold off to foreign countries, but we ain't paid nothing on principal. It's like having a wallet full of credit cards, wallet full of them, and only paying the minimal payment, and that goes to interest and nothing in principles. You've all seen the commercials out there. The debt consolidation credit card company things, and they'll tell you that, well, we can get you out of debt in a year or 18 months or 2 years or whatever the case may be. They go in, make arrangements with the credit card companies, all right, and you start paying more on that principal, and hence you can get rid of your debt faster. But imagine if you had a wallet full of these credit cards and you made the barest of minimum payments per month, and that is on the interest. Guess what's happened to the outstanding debt that they claim that you owe them? Zippo, nada, nothing. It remains. And that's where a lot of Americans are finding themselves in right now. But see, it's not going to get any better for them. Why do you think that they went in last year and changed the bankruptcy laws? Why do you think they got in there and changed the laws surrounding credit cards and credit card debt? That's right. They all knew this was coming. He says, weak links. There are, however, factors that may work towards a system breakdown. For one, as with any borrow and lender arrangement, there is probably a limit beyond which the U.S. will find it difficult to borrow internationally. That limit will depend both on the perceived ability of the U.S. to repay its borrowings and on the availability and competition for world savings. I didn't know the world was saving anything. In addition, portions of the U.S. workforce bear the brunt of the state of affairs. Jobs in higher-paying manufacturing industries are rapidly disappearing. Displaced workers are often only able to find work in service sector at reduced pay, often averaging only two-thirds, mind you, of their former incomes. This is becoming a more significant political factor in areas such as the Southeast, meaning the textiles, and in the industrial Midwest. Therefore, the potential for increasing protectionist pressures is building. Folks, Detroit, Michigan is on its keister. So is the entire state of Michigan on its keister. They're reporting that maybe their unemployment's about 7 or 8%. No, it is way beyond that. And in short fashion, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you fine folks in Michigan, you very well, in a short period of time, may reach unemployment levels that were reminiscent of the Depression era. 25%. You don't believe me? Start looking at the Detroit papers. Look up the Detroit News. Go read the stories today, front page, Detroit News. Punch in Det News, DETNEWS.com. Read the front page story. They've got foreclosures hand over fist going on in Wayne and Oakland counties, the very center of the state up there. People can't, they don't have jobs. They can't pay their mortgages. They're bailing out. They've got more property on their hands up there than they know what to do with. That's because the people up there have nothing to do, folks. They ain't got no jobs. And everything is cyclical. Or so they claim. Well, the auto industry is going to come back up. Really? Then why is Toyota talking about building the world's largest factory in Michigan? Because they're not... Because they can. Well, not... First of all, they can. They're allowed to. But what does that say about their competition? Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. They're not worried about it. They're building right in the backyard of the people that brought you the automobile to the entire planet. How things have changed in a short amount of time. Easy borrowing. Because the dollar standard has been allowed, the U.S. is limited. Unlimited, rather, borrowing privileges has enabled the U.S. to pursue worldwide military activities that would otherwise not be available. If the U.S. was forced to borrow in other currencies to engage in foreign military activities, it is unlikely that we would have the current level of military presence. Because certain countries are not totally enamored with U.S. military strength, they make decisions that will weaken the dollar in the future. France clearly played this card in the late 1960s and eventually forced the U.S. to close the gold window in 1971. Another factor which may work to the dollar's detriment is a developing shortage of key raw materials as the world's economy grows. And again, don't buy this, folks. Oh, it's a world oil shortage. No, we're awash in the stuff. We are literally awash in the liquid gold, okay? It's a ruse, and it's a scam. And again, I'll mention this. We have got enough oil in Alaska right now. We had Dr. Nick Begich on. We have enough oil. Literally, they could back up barges, okay? They could back up barges to shoreline properties up there and literally unload boatloads upon boatloads, almost never ending, of low sulfur coal. We have got oil up there. At present U.S. consumption, and this is only the fields that they have developed so far, or know that they are going to develop in the near future, we have enough oil to run at present consumption inside the United States for the next 200 years. But yet we have this president in Washington, D.C. telling us that, oh, no, well, we're going to get off being dependent on foreign oil by 2045. What are you waiting for, George? We need it now. We don't need $60, $70, $80, $90, $100 per barrel oil price. Oh, and by the way, just as a little afterthought here, George, if you decide to go into Iran, the oil companies are going to use as an excuse the supply interruptions, and we could see oil from $250 to $350 a barrel. How do you think that's going to bode for our already burdened economy right now with a debt you buttholes have been running up in Washington, D.C.? Now, how do you think that's going to fly? Now, here's another thing to consider. We are and have been in this country cutting-edge technology advancements year after year after year after year. Now we're busy selling those off to other developing countries. But folks, with a freer rein, unencumbered by government, with the money to do it, what technologies do you think that we could develop near term that would take that 200-year oil supply at present consumption and whittle that down dramatically? In other words, we could have enough oil at our disposal on our own property here in this country that we'd never have to take another drop of oil from anybody else on the entire planet. Middle East, Venezuela, that doesn't matter. Saudi Arabia, doesn't matter. Folks, the fix is in, and we're fixing to get it. We'll be back with a little bit more on this, and I'll move on to other subjects. We will do that right after this break.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Well, they say here, and I'm going to skip over because this is running too long here. The bottom line, the world's currency operates on a monetary system that uses the world's largest debtor nation's currency as its medium of exchange. The U.S. continues to generate additional foreign-owned debt to support its consumptive habits. In turn, the rest of the world's central banks readily purchase the debt to support the U.S. consumption habits in order to sell more of their country's exports. Now, they make that sound as if it's you and I that are borrowing the money, folks. Our consumption habits. No, we're the ones that make the economy go, or we used to, because you see, we were a big part of it. We were producers. These people that are spending the money produce nothing but debt. Now, there is no hard and fast number beyond which U.S. borrowings can go. The limiting factor, to a large extent, is a confidence issue, but most experts agree that there is some finite limit and that an adjustment is necessary at some point. Now, we... Let me just finish this and I'll make a comment here. There are, however, certain optimists, such as the incoming Federal Reserve Chairman, Bernanke, who described the problem as one of glut of world savings simply seeking a good return in U.S. assets. What did he just say? A glut of world savings simply seeking a good return in U.S. assets. Now, what are those U.S. assets? Ports, maybe? Roads, maybe? Infrastructure? Water plants? Oh, you mean those kind of assets. You see, folks, if you borrow at a bank and you can't repay the loan, they don't loan you money unless they have assets that you put up against it. Guess what they do? You can't make good on that contract. They come and they get your assets, so to speak. However, he's also stated that he did not believe that it would have to be economically painful or disorderly. More recently, he's put more positive spin on the problem, relegating it to a one-time shift due to greater globalization and a decline in what economists call home bias. Are you reading any of this stuff? Are you hearing what this the new Fed chairman is saying? Due for an adjustment, the writer asks, regardless of whether the world has a savings glut or whether there is a movement away from home bias, there is a point at which an increasing obligations of the U.S. will be perceived as larger than its capacity of repaying. We've already gone beyond that point, folks. See, and a lot of these people keep saying that $8 trillion figure because they don't want to scare up anybody from buying any further U.S. debt, or more importantly, come knocking on the door to redeem that debt that they bought from us, is more to the point. Several years ago, the Fed prepared a research paper on currency crisis. Their conclusion was that once the country's current account deficit reached the 5% of GDP, it typically led to an adjustment or crisis. The U.S. annual deficit is now in excess of the 6% and rising. It is primarily because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency that we now have been able to reach this point without a crisis developing. However, one has to conclude that the U.S. is on the equivalent of monetary thin ice at this point. Monetary thin ice? You're only going to survive, folks, if you've got a breathing apparatus and you fall through that thin ice. But, oh, that's right. There's an inherent problem with water that has ice on it. It usually means it's close to freezing and you'd die any damn way. All right. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Mr. Veith, were you hearing any of what I just read? If you want to make a comment or two, please call into the program. You've got the number. Get back on the other side. More news and information. And you know what? Instead of, well, let me decide exactly what I'm going to do with this next hour. I could give you a bunch of short stories demonstrating how bad things are, and you already know they're bad. But let's delve into possibly the reasons why it got so bad in the first place. That sounds like a better idea. Also, I'll cover the thing on Rutgers bars banned after critics object. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.